This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited, as always, to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is slowly throughout the show, we've been kind of analyzing, I would say. We're not really doing as much picking it apart because it's not been a hostile piece towards Bitcoin. The 60 Minutes package that aired on Sunday night called Bitcoin's Wild Ride. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And it sparked a phone call from our FM talk monster affiliate in Chattanooga, Tennessee, WGOW, where Andrew is on the line. He wanted to call and kind of tell us about some of the things that are going on locally there in the Chattanooga area, which I think are instructive to other people elsewhere. For instance, you know, what's it like running a local group? He's somebody who runs a local group that isn't just like your typical meetup group, as he explained it to us. They are actually charging a membership fee, and it sounds like it's been working out. You said you have, is it 100 active members?
Yeah, a little over 100. I mean, the last time I think we counted, we were around like 122-ish, give or take. And we use our platform. We use Facebook's workplace, so we kind of have our own, you know, Facebook built specifically for our group.
What was it called? A Facebook what?
It's called Workplace by Facebook. So Facebook created basically independently Facebooks for businesses to use.
Is this software that you install on a server? What is it?
No,
it's an app. It's an app you download, and you pay a monthly. Usage fee, like per member you have, and it's mainly for businesses who want to create a Facebook specifically for their company. So, like, I'm technically the Mark Zuckerberg, you know, of our own workplace chat. So it's not a group, it's not a page, it's private between us. You have to be allowed access or have an email.
It's private between you, Zuckerberg, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the DEA.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, hopefully someone's sending all these good calls in and making some money off of it way up in the government chain, right?
Rich, you had a question for Andrew right before we went to the news break. Do you recall what that was?
Yeah. What is it that turns you on about Ravencoin? I've got a friend up here who's raving about it. And
well, the founder of Ravencoin lives in New Hampshire. His name's Bruce Fenton.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. I think I might know Fenton.
You might.
So, I mean, aside from, you know, Ravencoin being, you know, over 100 and, you know, I think it's like 120, 130%, you know, price increase. You know, from when it went live, you know, it came out on January 3rd, 2018, you know, which was the 9th anniversary of Bitcoin. So there was a lot of controversy around it that, you know, this is going to be the next quote-unquote Bitcoin, not in a price structure, but more in a usability structure. And, you know, I've seen it more in the market of, you know, people who were big on Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash using that to pay for things and pay for services, you know, it switched over to Ravencoin extremely quick. Which kind of caught my attention, you know, and obviously, you know, it was based on the fork of, you know, the Bitcoin code. So it kind of had that pull with it and it had a good following. There's a good friend of mine, that I followed on social media. His name's Brett Disson. I'm sure you guys have heard of him. And, you know, he was a big pusher for Ravencoin, which, I mean, he was also a big pusher for, you know, VeChain and all these other coins that everyone, you know, got into that, you know, just made a lot of money off of. So if you follow the guy, you're like, man, this guy's extremely smart. He plays his cards right. So let's listen to him. So after, you know, listening to a few of his, you know, TA announcements and stuff, I was like, I'm going to put a little bit of time into Ravencoin. And I mean, sure enough, I mean, it wasn't 3 or 4 weeks afterwards, you know, that the thing takes off. And I mean, just from a price standpoint and the usability of it, it kind of bit me a little bit.
Now, isn't it supposed to be a crypto that basically allows for tokens to be created? There was something about it that kind of made it different from some of the other ones. And honestly, it's been a while since I've talked about it.
So I mean, they're real big in like game tokens. People have been using it for real estate. They've got a reward system, a coupon system. You can create your own personal coins off of them. You've got co-op, you know, shares, and you've got club memberships. I mean, you've got all these, you know, usability that people are starting to use it, and it's gaining a lot of traction. I mean, it's one that I hear mentioned more, you know, during a day-to-day operation than actually I do Bitcoin, which is, you know, pretty phenomenal, because there for a while it was Ripple, you know, and then Ripple kind of, you know, took that rabbit hole, went another route.
What's your number one? You said you run a business there in Chattanooga, a restaurant that is accepting cryptocurrency at the point of sale. For how long have you been accepting crypto at the restaurant?
Going on almost 2 years now.
That's pretty good.
It's been great.
What would you say is your number one crypto as far as the customers? Who's, you know, what's the most used at the point of sale cryptocurrency?
So customer is going to be Litecoin.
Litecoin.
That's what we see the most is Litecoin and Storm. Believe it or not.
Interesting.
And then you
did
know,
you say Litecoin and Storm?
Yeah, Storm. Because there was a lot of people here locally that got on the Storm train. Obviously, you know, it made, you know, people about 10 to 13 times their investment in their portfolio. So, I mean, you've got people that invested 10 grand walking around with $100,000+. So for them, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go in and buy, you know, this Japanese steak bowl, off the profit I've made off investing in this coin.
Yeah, absolutely. You're eating good on $100,000 out of a $10,000 investment. Andrew, I want to say thanks. Rich, do you have any other questions for him while we've got him?
Nope, but thanks a lot for calling, and thanks for all your activism, bro.
Yeah, thanks for
what keeps us going.
Yeah, thanks for what you're doing there in Chattanooga, and feel free to update us anytime you want on any interesting developments.
Most definitely, and I appreciate what you guys are doing and, you know, getting it out to the public, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for the call there. Andrew, he's one of the heads of the local Bitcoin community or cryptocurrency community there in the Chattanooga area. And that's what it takes. It does take a doer, somebody to say, you know what, let's create a group, let's get people, let's get some meetings together, let's start things up. I love the idea of charging for a group. I just don't know if it would fly here. It's hard to imagine getting people to pay for something that they don't already even really use often enough. But it sounds like he's got a real active group down there, so I can't knock success. I mean, if it's working, that's great.
And it also sounds like he's providing a lot
services.
Of things that you don't find at your average Bitcoin meetup.
True. Good point.
So there's something to be said for that. I'd actually like to look into that and find out more about his business model, because that sounds like it could be very useful if it could be self-supporting.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We go to Rev on the line in Florida. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Rev.
Hey, my brother. How y'all doing? Rich Paul. I talked to you earlier. ¿Cómo estás? And cuenca boy, both of you. Espanol and Finnish. How y'all doing?
What's on your mind?
All right.
Yeah, listen, man. Listen, this guy you just had on, nice guy, informative, good, you know, information. But, you know, he wasn't trying to be a butthole. He was a nice guy. But you let this guy go on 30 minutes, man. And then the controversial...
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you let him go on way long, man. And then the
are you calling to complain about our interest in another caller?
No. I'm defending you, Ian.
Well, quit your bitching then. Get to your point.
All right. Oh, okay. I didn't know you could say that word. All right. So my point is two things, like I told you on the break. All right. My first point is regarding Bitcoin and the government, and then I'll get to the second real quick. All right. So regarding Bitcoin, we've already seen places like China and these kind of places that arguably always had a much more significant firewall and strangleholds on the internet, right, crackdown on Bitcoin. What is to prevent our own butthole government from doing that? And
nothing.
Okay, so what do you think people do? Any freedom-minded people, what do you think they do in that situation?
Get more Bitcoin.
Run VPNs.
Okay. And
if the government cracks down on Bitcoin, the value will probably go up.
They're still using Bitcoin in China.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I know they are.
And China has a lot more will to do draconian things than our government does, I think. Just they have a population that will tolerate more than our population will tolerate.
Right. And also, let's be honest, and you're going to throw me off the call right now, but I'm going to tell you, the only smarter group in the world than the white man is the yellow man. But the yellow man is he's very collectivist. You know, great at martial arts, great at mathematics in general. But he's very collectivist. The white man, right, so anyway.
So are you saying you're...
It's interesting, because that's kind of a collectivist statement as it is.
Well, he's a racist, I mean, so that's what you expect from Rev here. Yeah. Hey, hang on, Rev.
Racism, according to Ayn Rand, was the lowest and most contemptible form of collectivism.
We can continue here, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. So it sounds like he's a racist who believes that Asians are actually superior to his race, which is technically a form of racism. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Rooms. We're going to go back to those, and you can, of course, bring up anything that you want. If we get the chance, we'll continue with Bitcoin. Bitcoin's Wild Ride, the 60 Minutes piece on Bitcoin that and cryptocurrency that aired on Sunday night. We are about halfway through that. It's Ian and Rich here in the studio. And I want to invite you over to our video streaming platforms. If you haven't checked us out there yet, you know, we are a radio show. That's primarily what we do. But we've actually cooked up a couple of video streaming-only shows. In fact, one of them is going to be on tonight after 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. Aria DiMezzo will be hosting her show, Aria Uncensored, at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That is available only online. So she calls it uncensored because it's mostly uncensored. The video platforms are, they still have certain things they don't allow, but they're not as many things as are not allowed by the FCC. So you've got more ability to say things that you can't say on the radio, and so we kind of have fun with that on those platforms. So you can follow us at either Twitch or both, twitch.lrn.fm. That's our Twitch channel. Twitch is a video game streaming platform, but they also have other categories, and so we're one of those. And then DLive, which is the new competitor to Twitch, which is supposed to be a more decentralized system, although the jury's still out on exactly how decentralized they actually are.
I'm curious, because they've got what could be a great business model and what could also be a huge
disaster.
Scam.
Yeah. DLive. Well, I don't think anybody's, well, I guess it could be scammy and if you look at it from a certain perspective, but you know, you don't have to put money into DLive to use it. So it's free to stream to it. So there's that.
Basically the thing about the DLive terms and the way everything is written, they are set up to basically do an exit scam without breaking any laws if they choose to, but they may be able to make more money pursuing their business model, so let's hope they can.
Check them out over at dlive.lrn.fm. Either way, it's free to watch us on either of those platforms, so you don't have to pay to watch. dlive.lrn.fm, and we continue with Rev. He's back on with us. Rev, I'm sorry, you were driving at some sort of point. What were you trying to say?
No, thanks, and I'm sorry. I don't listen too often. Look, it's a good show. I recommend LRN FM to all kinds of people. I actually want to donate a little bit one day and get a T-shirt from you. But the point is, I'll be calling in later to take on ugly big drag queen DiMezzo, who can't handle criticism about his freaking personal life.
But she's here, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, God, hello, hey, DiMezzo, it's a reviler. Hey, come on.
You'll get your chance later. Go on.
No, I will. Okay. Look, I think DiMezzo's a good person, okay? I think DiMezzo's a good, but we won't get into that. DiMezzo has some problems, so do I, but, you know, different way. I can handle criticism that DiMezzo can't. We'll get into that, hon. Anyway, Rich Paul, Armenian genocide. What do people who look like you, you're half Armenian, what do you think about those Ottoman scumbags who destroyed your people? Are you anti-collectivist, girl? What are you? You got any sense of race of nation, you bastard? Come
well,
on,
let
man.
Me tell you a story about that if you'll shut up for a second. You know, when I was a kid, of course, I knew about the Armenian genocide, and the Armenians who were killed didn't look like me because I'm adopted, but my adoptive father is Armenian, so I consider myself at least culturally, to be half Armenian. But yeah, the first time I met a Turk, it was a guy who ran a store in Ann Arbor, and I don't remember how it came up that he was a Turk. I was a child, but I found out he was a Turk, and I was scared to death. My father's response was, the particular people who did that are dead. Okay, other people who happen to share some of their genetic heritage are not responsible for what they did. Mm-hmm. The same thing that any rational person would say if they said, oh, all white people are bad because of slavery, or all Muslims are bad because of the Barbary pirates. Well, guess what? Every single tribe that's still alive has massacred somebody somewhere, someplace.
Yes.
You know, it happens, and it's unfortunate. So what I've done is I consider my tribe to be the human race as a whole. That's my in-group.
Thanks for the call, Rev. I appreciate it,
thank
man.
You.
Anything else you want to say?
Well, yeah, something, you know, Rev was saying something to me about the relative strengths and weaknesses of other, of various ethnic groups. And to me, that doesn't matter because Darwin, you know, if you look at his theories, it was about diverse individuals combining in new ways and that's what DNA does, and producing things that have never been said seen before. And because of natural selection, the ones that tend to be survive will be people who are of mixed race but got the best of both worlds, as opposed to people who are mixed race and got the worst of both worlds. So that's how human progress happens. You cannot hold it back, and I suggest you read Charles Darwin on the Origin of Species and what he predicted would happen if men took over the reins of evolution. It wasn't pretty.
Good thoughts from Rich Paul there. We continue with Sue calling from Dunedin, Florida. Listening online. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi. I want to say that I have been listening to Free Talk Live on my iPod. I'm a podcast listener since 2005.
Wow. Okay. That goes way back.
Longer than I have.
Yeah. Way long time. And I wanted to congratulate you on reaching over 200 radio stations. What a milestone.
Thanks. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate you being there.
Not only that, I sent you a gift.
Well, my goodness. Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. Were you calling about anything besides just saying congratulations tonight?
Well, that was the main thing, but I also wanted to say that I did listen to the 60 Minutes on Bitcoin, and as soon as it came on, I thought of you guys.
Right.
Nice.
Did you think it was fair?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe a little anti-Bitcoin. They could have been a little nicer, but
I could see how it could be interpreted that way, and if we get a chance, we're going to play a little bit more of it here. Sue, thanks so much for listening for so long. That's, you know, almost 15 years of listening to Free Talk Live. I really appreciate it. How did you find us way back when? Were you a podcast listener in the beginning days?
Yeah, that's how I bought an iPod. Wow. And I was listening to you while I was riding. Well, I was trying to find things to listen to while I was riding my bike. And it seemed like it was the St. Pete Times had some little, I don't know, blurb or ad or something.
I think it may have, yeah. That
and
sounds familiar.
I saw it in the St. Pete Times, and I thought, well, there's a podcast. And I started listening, and I've been listening ever since.
That's fantastic. We were one of the first podcasts. We were actually doing audio archives before podcasting even existed. So from day number one, when we first started in 2002, in November of 2002, and we started doing Free Talk Live, I put the archive from the radio show online as a downloadable MP3. The only thing that made podcasts different from just clicking and downloading was it made it automated. So all you have to do is subscribe to a feed, and then it just shoots you the archives automatically, so they're there when you wake up in the morning. So it's just a little more convenient for the listener. Sue, thanks for being there for so long, and thanks for the kind call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. We got more on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to subscribe to the podcast, we don't mention it often, but it's there over at feeds.freetalklive.com. There are a bunch of different podcast clients that you can use, whether it's on your phone or your laptop or computer. It's feeds.freetalklive.com. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of both the Senate and the House met in private with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other administration officials about tensions with Iran. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Schmidt chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says Iran has backed off a bit, but he doesn't know if the tension has died down.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to calculate. There's a lot going on in a lot of different places, so I would hesitate to say it's de-escalated at this point.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the warnings to Iran are met as a caution.
Our biggest focus at this point is to prevent Iranian miscalculation. This is about deterrence, not about war.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been a little Bitcoin-centric here tonight because, well, people are talking about Bitcoin again. So that always gets us excited, but specifically because 60 Minutes had an interesting piece about what they're calling Bitcoin's wild ride. If we get the chance, we'll continue with more of that here. And with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. As we mentioned before, we do have podcasts there, downloadable archives, live streams. There are, of course, cam feeds and more. It's all free, so head over to freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive with some of our listeners, for instance, in our Discord server, which is one of the ways you can call in during our live shows. In fact, that's what Packet Sniffer in New Hampshire has done. Packet Sniffer, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
Hey guys, I love Discord, and I think it's a great place for people that watch or listen to the show go to discuss the show.
All yeah, hail Discordia.
Yeah, hands up, dig out. All right, so, what? Yeah.
I didn't understand the response.
I said Zig Hill.
Oh, who's Zig Hill?
No, I'm not Campbell. Anyways, it was the parody of the
I see. You got to be careful with parodies over over the internet.
Yeah, probably. You have to be careful with like the amount of whiskey and weed that you ingest before you call into a radio show too.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild women.
So what were you calling about?
Yeah. Okay. So my point was to call in. Do you think that the marijuana laws in New Hampshire are preventing other libertarians through, say, I don't know, the Free State from moving to New Hampshire?
I think those are the weak libertarians, and it doesn't matter whether they move here or not.
Yeah, I mean, I moved back here from Michigan where weed is legal, and to me, and it was legal when I moved, and to me, since weed is decriminalized here, unless you're a dealer, it's kind of inconsequential.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know, you suffer the neighborhood effects of the drug war, and there's more crime, there's more poverty, but that's true pretty much everywhere. You know, and it will be until the whole thing is legal.
Yeah, I've seen these people online when they're claim to be libertarian, and they say they're not moving to New Hampshire because weed isn't legal. It just makes me roll my eyes. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. So you want everybody else to do the work first, and then you'll move? Sure, you're going to be real valuable when you get here.
Well, you got to remember, people who suffer from black and white thinking have a 50-50 chance of being an anarchist.
So I would say that, you know, to anybody that's really serious about doing liberty activism, they should be in New Hampshire, period, regardless of the legal status of weed, because it is the freest place. It is the best place to start this project. I understand some people are jaded about it. I know Mark was going off last night with, I think, Dave Ridley. Ridley still supports the movement here, but Mark is pretty jaded about it. And it's like, dude, we still haven't even really officially gotten this thing started yet. I mean, all the people who moved here are what are considered early movers with the Free State Project up until 2017 when they first hit their or they finally hit their goal of 20,000 signers. And then there's a five-year window of time where the 20,000 have to move, and that takes us through 2021. So the whole Free State Project move here thing hasn't even completed its initial cycle. These things take time.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And one of the things that I'm doing to combat this perception is I'm starting to promote a thing called the Live Free or Die Project, which is very similar to the Free State Project, except that it's New Hampshire residents who want to defend their own liberty, asking people to come and help us, stay free.
Right.
So this is not you're not an invasion. You're reinforcements.
Yeah. Anybody who's a single issue, you know, whiner, I just don't think they're going to do anything of note if they actually did pick up and move somewhere. Hey, thanks for the call, Packet Sniffer. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Guns will get you through times of no drugs better than drugs will get you through times of no guns.
I don't know. That's something we're thinking about.
If you still have the guns, you can take back your liberty if you want to.
Let's continue here. That doesn't tend to happen very often. Let's go
Have to happen very often.
With more from Bitcoin's Wild Ride, here is 60 Minutes.
This does not look like any mine I've ever been in.
Yes. Now, this is a mine of the new world. This is the new gold mine.
Marco Strang is the CEO of a company called Genesis Mining.
So there's tens of thousands of processing units in here. If you add all the computing power of all the processing units together, you have more than the world's number one supercomputer.
Wow.
Back in New York, by 2013, Charlie Schrim had finally moved his company's computers out of his parents' basement. He was spending a lot of time traveling to industry conferences and talking up Bitcoin. Charlie was charismatic. Charlie was funny. But could Charlie be trusted to run a business? In a new book, Bitcoin Billionaires, Ben Mesrick describes how BitInstant's biggest investors, the Winklevoss twins, grew concerned that their young CEO was spending too much time traveling and partying and not paying enough attention to the details of running his company. For example, Charlie knew the U.S. government was concerned about how cyber thieves and money launderers were using Bitcoin. His company was required to monitor its customers and report any suspicious activity. Banks have whole departments that are supposed to do this. The person at BitInstant, who Charlie put in charge of it, was Charlie.
So you were in charge of making sure that you complied with rules and regulations regarding financial transactions.
Compliance departments in financial organizations are generally run by a team of lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So having your CEO running your compliance department, especially if he's not himself an attorney, is just terrifying because it takes a team of people who are very knowledgeable.
Yeah, and I don't imagine those regulations are easy to traverse.
No.
Was that a good idea?
No. Very bad idea.
In 2013, Charlie had other problems, too. A documentary called The Rise and Rise of Bitcoin showed what happened when the price of Bitcoin rapidly rose and fell. Charlie's company and an exchange it did business with couldn't keep up with customers' orders.
People can't buy and sell, and they can't withdraw, and they can't deposit. The whole thing is just a fritz.
BitInstant went out of business in July 2013, a victim of Bitcoin's volatile landscape and Charlie's many mistakes.
I look back at myself and I say, I don't even know if I would do business with myself.
Essentially, you're saying you couldn't be trusted then.
100%.
See, I'm going to have to disagree because the vast majority of Bitcoin companies survived Bitcoin's volatility. So I think this company had one problem, and that problem was the mistakes of the CEO. I mean, it's
nothing. Not a lot of companies survive generally. I mean, whether it's Bitcoin or any other industry, restaurants or you name it.
Yeah. And we haven't lost that many exchanges along the way, though. It's not like they're falling left and right.
I don't know. I mean, there have been some big ones that have risen to prominence and then
there have. Mt. Gox, of course, was big.
Didn't Cryptopia just shut down in New Zealand?
I think Cryptopia is doing an orderly
liquidation. Yeah, they're closing.
So yeah, closing isn't necessarily bad. Closing and leaving debts behind you is bad.
That's true. 100%.
He said he would, by the way, he said he would 100% not do business with his old self.
6 months later, in January 2014, he was returning from a trip abroad when he got stopped at passport control in Kennedy Airport.
Oh, I got surrounded by a whole poo-poo platter of federal agents.
I've been there.
A poo-poo platter of federal agents.
I hate it when
DEA,
that happens.
IRS.
A poo-poo platter of pigs. I love that.
NYPD, JFK Security, all of them.
Federal agents had evidence that Charlie knew one of his customers was buying Bitcoin and then reselling it on a website where it was used to buy illegal drugs.
You know how they got that evidence?
Huh.
They searched Charlie's Gmail account and found unencrypted emails between him and the person who was doing business on the Silk Road.
Wow, there's two mistakes.
Big
Gmail
mistake.
And unencrypted.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it probably wasn't a good idea to be the chief compliance officer and knowingly do business with somebody on the Silk Road anyway.
Well,
but
if you have the money, hire a sacrificial.
Hang out with Penn Jillette. He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. 239-9957. $49.99. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Don't forget, if you are watching us on our DLive or Twitch platforms, which you can do over at DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch.LRN.FM, that coming up after 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, only on those platforms will be Aria Uncensored. So your chance to call in and talk to Aria DiMezzo and also say almost anything that you want to. Certainly you'll have more freedom than you do on the FCC. Broadcast restrictions. It's Ian and Rich in the studio here tonight. We're playing the 60 Minutes piece from Sunday night called Bitcoin's Wild Ride, focusing on the experience of Charlie Shrem, who is a former guest here on Free Talk Live. He was a former sponsor back when he was operating BitInstant. We came to his BitInstant head offices in Manhattan once, and we did an episode of Free Talk Live there. And it was funny, too, because there was kind of a nasty version of a story about Charlie on the New York Post. They basically did a hit piece against him within the last week. So I guess they knew he was going to be on 60 Minutes, so they were not very nice to him. But one of the things they did bring up was that there was a room in the BitInstant offices that they called the Bakery. What do you think went on there?
Bacon.
Yeah.
I like it.
So I can say I have been in the bakery at the BitInstant head offices, and it was a good time. Anyway, we're going to continue here with more of this. We're toward the end of this 13-and-a-half-minute piece. We've just been kind of analyzing, and so far I would say it's been fair as far as how it's treated Bitcoin. Now, Charlie's story is an individual story, and it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not Bitcoin succeeds or fails. but it's still an interesting story nonetheless. So they're talking about how he was just arrested in 2013, charged with essentially money laundering and conspiracy because he had assisted somebody on the Silk Road with purchasing Bitcoin. And he knowingly did that, and the police were able to garner evidence by searching his Gmail account and found unencrypted emails that revealed that information. So they basically had him dead to rights on that one.
Yeah. Now, my strategy is I let people know if they're buying Bitcoin from me that I don't know. I don't want to know what they're
doing with it.
Don't
tell me.
And I also don't mention what I'm doing with it. I mean, never gratuitously tell people about your criminal activity.
Bad idea.
Just a bad plan.
And if they are telling you, there's a good chance they're an undercover agent.
Or stupid. And yeah, either way, they're dangerous to you.
Yeah, look out. Let's continue here.
When I got arrested, the first thing I told my lawyer is, I'm guilty. Let's make a deal. Because I knew immediately that I had done what they said I did.
One of Bitcoin's first millionaires was now one of its first felons. But that didn't stop the market price of Bitcoin from rising from about $250 when Charlie went to prison in 2015 to nearly $20,000 at the end of 2017. It then plunged 84% before climbing back to more than $8,000 this past week. Remember, a Bitcoin was worth less than a penny when Laszlo Hunyats first traded Bitcoin for pizza 9 years ago. We calculated that if Hunyats had held on to all the Bitcoin he used back then to get various items, much of it pizza, by the time of our interview, those Bitcoins would have been worth...
$800 million.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me just get this straight. You spent about $800 million on pizza.
Well, if you look at today's exchange rate...
Are there nights you wake up, like, in a cold sweat where you just think, I could have had $800 million if I hadn't bought those pizzas?
I think thinking like that is not really good for me.
No. However, it was important to spend that Bitcoin because it was the first Bitcoin Pizza Day, you know, this thing that'll be celebrated tomorrow when this guy spent 10,000 Bitcoins on two pizzas in 2010, was the first time in history that it had ever been used knowingly, or at least publicly, for some sort of a transaction. And so that was an important first step. It certainly wouldn't have prevented him from getting more Bitcoin and holding on to it. The spending of some of the Bitcoins,
sure,
he could have gotten more.
Sure, and you know, that's the idea. Well, spend your Bitcoin, but get more.
Get more.
So leaders who think Bitcoin's not good for anyone. Lael Brainard, governors of the Federal Reserve, agreed to speak with us because she wanted to make sure ordinary investors understand the risks of cryptocurrency.
All right, here's their pitch.
Because, yes, the banksters care about the little investors. They want you to make money, not them.
Sure. And here's her best pitch, right? This is what she's got. Okay, here it goes. Here's the Federal Reserve person speaking on the subject of Bitcoin.
There are people who say that cryptocurrency is better than real currency because it's not controlled by any government, and it means it's not subject to manipulation by central bankers like you. No offense.
U.S. currency has a whole set of legal protections around it. The Federal Reserve and ultimately the U.S. Treasury stand behind it. And when you hold your dollars in a bank account, you have deposit insurance.
And that doesn't exist with cryptocurrencies.
None of those accountability mechanisms exist for Bitcoin.
Okay, well, first off, those are not accountability mechanisms. The FDIC, which offers deposit insurance, not the Federal Reserve, basically prevents people from being held responsible for their bad decisions, and instead holds taxpayers. Exactly. Right. It prevents the bankers from being held accountable, and it prevents the customers from being accountable. There's no reason to do due diligence on your bank if your account is insured anyway.
Yeah, so that's her best, her best argument is that, well, we've got all these legal protections. The government's behind this money. And that's exactly why we love cryptocurrencies, because we're protected by the code. Yeah. We're protected by the security of the network. There's real protections behind cryptocurrency, not these illusory government promises.
Yeah, and there is no protection against the Federal Reserve just inflating your life savings out of existence.
That's what they've been doing the whole time.
And the only way to get around that is being hard assets, being stock, being being real estate, and being crypto.
All right, a little bit more here.
Charlie Shrem spent a year in prison. When he got out, the man once described as Bitcoin Moses worked in a restaurant parting seas of dirty dishes for $8 an hour. But like Bitcoin, Charlie Shrem bounced back. 3 years after getting out of prison, he's living very comfortably in Florida. He told us he's made money blogging, consulting, and investing in cryptocurrency, and is now captain of his own destiny. He's even got a boat named Satoshi after Bitcoin's mysterious creator. After watching this, you may be wondering why the world needs cryptocurrencies. Naya Narula of MIT's Digital Currency Initiative argues they can make a difference.
The thing that excites me about cryptocurrencies is that we can experiment with the transfer of value. We can put new features into money. We can change the way money works.
She says cryptocurrency has already helped people in countries like Venezuela, where the monetary system is in crisis. And in the future, it may be able to do things like speed up and lower the cost of worldwide money transfers.
It already is doing that, just to be clear. But going on.
People used to say, why do we need email? I can just call someone on the phone. And now we can't live without it.
So this is one of those conversations that 20 years from now, someone could replay and have a good laugh because I'm asking such moronic questions that is so obvious to everybody.
Or they'll be laughing at me because I said cryptocurrencies were going to be a thing and they totally flamed out and died.
It still could go either way.
It could really go either way. That's what makes it so exciting and interesting.
The concept cannot go away.
Every
existing implementation can die, but the need for a ledger system to track transactions between individuals, that will not go away. So it's going to be replaced by something else.
I thought it was a fair piece. That's the end of it from 60 Minutes.
I thought it was a pretty fair and balanced piece. And, you know, the thing about being fair is you don't leave either side completely happy.
Right.
If either side is happy with your work, you probably were slanted.
Yeah. They didn't really give the Federal Reserve lady much time at all. I mean, if anything, you could argue that it was a little slanted against Bitcoin because they picked on Charlie Shrem. But on the other hand, they did share that he's kind of bounced back. You know, he's not, his life wasn't completely demolished by the fact that he's now a felon and went to prison for that. They had the MIT lady on there to present a sensible viewpoint on crypto, and she got the last word. So even though she admitted that it could fail, it's, I love the perspective that they're going to look back in 20 years. That's good perspective on Cooper's part to say that, you know, we'll look back on this and it'll look
same
silly.
Way I look back at not buying Bitcoin when it was a nickel.
I know, man. Yeah, everybody looks back at that. Thanks to 60 Minutes there for the relatively fair reporting for mainstream media on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. If you're on our live streams at DLive and Twitch, stick around. We got Aria Uncensored there next, and we'll see you tomorrow with Free Talk Live.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.